Hello everyone, sorry for the loud noise. I'm in the car. I'm actually driving my husband's car, which I hate driving, but I have to move it around because I don't think it's good to keep a car together. And the battery on my car is probably needed to be replaced. And the last thing I need is for the battery to be dead when I come home from Beaumont, Texas on Sunday. So I'm heading to the airport. I have not done my prayers. Why? Because I got up at 4 to get showered and packed, and I downloaded everything, and I'm ready to pray on the plane. Nothing better than strapping in your ears and praying for all the people on that plane, praying for the event, praying that the Holy Spirit can come speak through me. And it caught me, like, not by surprise, but the word bold just sat in my mind all morning long. And I think a lot of you have come and said, I was brave, I was courageous, you know, obviously glorifying God and putting myself aside, but it really was God asking me to be bold. And to glorify Him, of course. How could I keep a healing like that away from people because I was embarrassed? So I think all of us, and I did a tiny little short, it's a 1-minute video, but I directed it to women because I'm going to a women's conference to speak. But this really goes to everyone. Like, we need to look at ourselves and say, boldly assess what is going good in your life and what you need to change. What is keeping you away from a super deep relationship with God? What is weighing you down? Yesterday I did the truth will set you free, and I truly believe that it will. But if you listened all the way through, you might realize that in some cases, maybe it's not the best. So listen to that. I'm not going to repeat it. It's just yesterday's. But toward the end, I repeat what a priest said on the radio about maybe, just maybe, telling someone the truth may not be the best for the relationship. For example, if it's a marriage, you have to take into consideration the people in your life. Okay. But you got to be bold about how you live. We have to be bold about what we say to others in terms of calling out right from wrong and sharing truth. And truth isn't just the truth of Jesus, the truth of the Catholic faith. It's the truth about what's going on in the world. It's the truth about how we've been lied to, how we thought that, I don't know, people in suits and people in white lab coats and people in the government actually had the best for us in mind. And that is so not the case. So we need to be bold and share that and let the chips fall where they may. Because one day we have to look at Jesus and we have to tell Him what we why we did what we did and why we didn't do what we didn't do. Why we said what we said, why we didn't say what we should have said. So I'd like everyone to take a moment, boldly assess your life. Are you living as a witness to Jesus? Are you swearing? Are you eating too much? Are you not exercising? Are you not taking care of the body that was given to you at a great price? Are you resentful? Are you angry? Are you not this beautiful spirit where people look at you differently? They know that you love genuinely, that you truly care, that you have compassion. And you may be thinking, my goodness, no, I don't have any of that. How do I get that? It all comes from God. The two greatest commandments, keeping the one and only God the center of your life and worshiping Him with all your soul, your mind, your strength, and your heart. And only when you do that can you do the second greatest commandment, which is to love thy neighbor and love thyself, or really love thyself. I'm sorry, love thy neighbor as thyself. And a lot of you don't love you. So I'd like you to be bold and ask yourself, why don't I love myself? And then ask God in to help. I was praying for months. I started praying back in September for God to take that marijuana thing away, all away. Not just like, I just want to do it a little bit. Like, I need this out of my life. I did not know that he was going to take my husband and that I was going to be married to him exclusively. And when I say him, I mean Jesus, and give my life to him exclusively, live my ministry and my witness. I had no idea what he was going to do so fast because it wasn't my plan. But I'm walking into it and I'm boldly owning it. And holy moly, the weight that is lifted off of me, even though, I'll be honest, I had a little bit of a vulnerability hangover. I don't know if you know what that is, but you know, when you go there and you're vulnerable and then you're like, I wish I could take that back. Or you get a little concerned, again, attached to what people think of you. It's the sin of vanity. It's a disordered overthinking of, boy, what do people think of me? And you can pray for detachment for that, because the bottom line is living for an audience of one. Who cares what people think of you? All I know is that God healed me and I kept it to myself, and the lie was destroying me on the inside and my relationship with you. So I had to go there. I had to get it off my soul. It wasn't off my chest. My soul was weighed down. And when I went there, and when I put it out there, I know Satan lost his grip, because the lie is no longer a secret. Such freedom. And yesterday's podcast, The Truth Will Set You Free, is literally the truth of life, the truth of what's going on in the world, the truth. It's not relative truth, people. Truth exists. It's not my truth, your truth, you do you, I do me. No, God tells us exactly how to live. And it is true, if we live that way, we will see him in heaven. It is true that if we do not live that way, we may not. It's all God's mercy. So what is it that you need to boldly address in your life? You know it. You're thinking about it right now, I guarantee it. And it may not be something that you need to get rid of. Maybe it's something that you need to add. Like prayer, like getting up early before everything starts, before your whole family is up, and spend some time with God, spend some time reading his word, and find that peace and that joy and that love that surpasses all understanding, and get ready to go be zealous to everyone, to love them in a way that makes them feel it. No matter where they are, no matter what they do, no matter what their beliefs, that just fills you so much more with God's Spirit. And I want to wrap up with responding to grace. We're going to dive into this hopefully a little bit more tomorrow. I may be recording my podcast tonight, because tomorrow I'm going to be at Christ in Her, which is an all-day conference in Beaumont, Texas. And the theme is being bold. And it's a women's conference, and I cannot wait. But what we have to do is respond to that grace. So what is God putting in your heart right now? He's pretty much telling you boldly what you need to work on, what you need to add, what you need to take away, and how you need to come to him for this true transformation in your life. And maybe it's forgiving someone, maybe it's adding prayer, maybe it's finally getting a hold of how you eat, your nutrition, and moving that body. It could be a lot of things. But when we have that prompting of the Holy Spirit in us to move toward that good thing, and we diss it. When I say diss it, I mean we just put up the hand and say, not today, Jesus. I'm going to go watch TV, or I'm going to scroll through my social media, or I'm going to do more work. I'm telling you, I guarantee you, when my husband fell on that ground, he wasn't thinking, I got to do more work. I got to watch more TV. I got to get back to this golf, which is what he was doing. I bet you he was like, oh my, I wish I had a relationship with God. And I don't know, maybe he did. I do not know. Maybe he talked to God a lot in his head and prayed, but I never knew. This is the thing, you can never judge someone's heart, because we don't know. We don't know what they do behind closed doors. Hello, was my video the other day, like, not proof of that? You may have been like, oh, look at her, she's got it all figured out, blah, 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 oh, and then boom, I dropped that big one on you. But that's reality. And I put the facade up, and I'm no longer putting the facade up, and I will never go back. By the way, I love you all who have come to me, offered help, told me to go to therapy. I mean, all this stuff is coming my way, and I know that you're only looking out for my soul and my heart so that I never fall back into this. Can I just tell you, there is no decision. The choice is made. I have no one in my life that already doesn't know that this is my new life. I have put myself out there. I have committed. Talk about accountability. Not only do I have no desire, but I will never do it again. Why? Because I am married to Jesus. I'm not going for another dude. I'm not looking to get married. I am dedicating the rest of the life that I have on this earth to loving people, to praying for people, both on earth and in purgatory, and helping people heal through Jesus Christ and Mary. Because I guarantee you, my husband and my dad were pulling on Mary's blue mantle, saying, get her healed, Jesus. And Mary took that petition to him, and boom. So I love you all, but you need to understand this is so different. So different. Even if I have a desire or I'm tempted, the answer is still no. And for that, I gotta thank God. I have to thank Him because He is my everything. So when we feel that movement to come closer to Him, when we feel that moment to pray, when we maybe want to grab that rosary and do something that is godly, when you want to love Him, then love Him. Don't turn away from that grace. Don't put your hand up to God and say, talk to you later, buddy. Because those moments then just beget more grace. Grace, when you respond to grace, you get more grace. Last night, I didn't want to go to Mass because I just got so tied up in other stuff. I had attorney meetings, I had estate stuff in the morning, and then at noon, another thing. So I've got my dad and my husband's stuff that I'm trying to figure all out. And I couldn't go to the morning or noon Mass, so I found a 6:30 Mass. And I realized, whoa, it's about 5:45, and I have not packed. I mean, I can't go to Mass, but I still felt this calling. Jesus saying, come to me, come to me. So I said, yes, I'm going to respond to this grace and not allow Satan or even my own lazy self to say no. So I got in the car and I drove probably about 20 minutes to get to this beautiful parish. And I walked in and felt utter peace, total peace. It was so beautiful. And I had no worries about whether I was going to pack on time or whatever. So guess what? I got home. You know what? Guess what is another thing I got to work on. Okay, I was watching myself on Alvaro's YouTube videos, and I say, guess what? A lot. And to be honest, I say a lot. So these are things I can try and work on. At least I'm identifying it. So I got home. And I'm like, okay, wait a minute. My night prayer, which I pray with Father Parker, Father Jim Parker. He's a friend of mine, a local priest, a local canceled priest. So that just goes to tell you how holy he is. And he starts at 8 and it's the rosary. And every day is a little bit of a different day. Last night was also about praying for the priests because that was the day that the priesthood was instituted on Holy Thursday. And I was like, okay, hey, I've got 45 minutes. I could actually get a workout in. So I was a little bit tired before I went to Mass. I knew I was going to fall asleep early because I have to get up early. But when I got out of Mass, I had a whole new energy. And I did a full 40-minute weight workout, sweated really bad. And I made it in time for the 8 o'clock live. God can multiply your time. You know, we think, oh, Lord, I don't have time for you. But we've got to turn that around, that we don't have time not to have God in our life. And I just want to ask, how often in the day do you say, I love you, Jesus? I love you, Jesus. Think about that. Think about the bold thing that you need to do in your life to live for the audience of one, because I'm going to tell you, judgment day will be here. Let my husband's death give you that urgency to root out these behaviors in your life that are damning your soul, disconnecting you from God. And there is such freedom in shaking that evil off of you that has that stronghold on you. And you can do it with Jesus. Just keep praying. Go to Mary. By the way, also want to say, if you have not consecrated yourself to Jesus through Mary, get out there on the internet and search consecration to Jesus through Mary. Understand the importance of it. Because when we give ourselves to Mary, we are hers, and she takes our petitions to Jesus, and we're protected. I do it every year, and I gotta say, I started with the 33 Days to Morning Glory by Father Michael Gately. I did that for a couple of years, then I did Christine Watkins one, and then I went to St. Louis de Montfort's True Devotion to Mary, and that changed my life. That changed my entire relationship with Mary. I was a fraud in my devotion to her. And I am definitely going to do that again. Actually, I have it downloaded in my Audible. I might just be listening to that book again on the plane. Absolutely beautiful. And she's there for us. Remember, Jesus gave her to us on the cross. She's our mother, our perfect mother. And we all need a perfect mother, don't we? Oh boy, the airport is crowded. Okay. Don't turn away from grace. Respond to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. And be bold. Be bold. Matthew Kelly is a well-known Catholic speaker, author. I mean, he's written 20-something books, probably 30 by now. I don't really know. But one of his taglines is, be bold, be Catholic, which I so love. Okay, wow, I hate those little cars with those big motors. That guy just cut in front of me. Okay, everyone, I just love you so much. This journey is amazing. I'm so grateful to walk with you. How in the world did I know that you all were going to be the ones that I would need as I started my ministry? All I was thinking was giving you someone to walk with, helping you on your journey so that you didn't feel alone. And now God is so good. Thousands of you out there praying and loving me, and I'm praying for you and loving you. And this is the body of Christ and how we're all supposed to walk. So praise God. Stick with me. let's do this together. I don't know how your Lenten journey is going, but it doesn't matter. That's all in the past. You can't change anything in the past. But you can change this moment and the ending of Lent and the ending of your life by making these changes with Jesus. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, you created us for such a time as this. You created us to stand out, to be different, to be of the world, but not in the world. Or maybe that's opposite. In the world, not of the world. And it's difficult, and we need your courage. We need your bold strength in us so that we can be what you've created us to be. Bold, loving people who speak truth always. Lord, please guide and protect everyone on this call. Give them the big prompting of that bold thing that they need to change in their life. And remind them to come to you, the one who will save them. Father, still move the Spirit in us so that we can hear your promptings and respond, so that we can be filled with your grace and we can respond to that grace and be filled with your grace and respond to that grace and keep that cycle going so that we have that peace, that joy, that love that you want us to have through anything. Lord, we take a moment to pray for all of the holy souls in purgatory. We are going to take a pause and everyone will announce names of the loved ones that are down in purgatory specifically to pray for now. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God and our Heavenly Mother, pray for us sinners. Now, today, please, Mary, come to us, and at the hour of our death, amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, everyone, I love you all. Sorry, I had to stop, get into the parking garage. Not sure if the prayer actually flowed or not. There was a big pause in between, so my apologies. I love you so much. You've got this with God. You can do anything with God. So just turn toward him, run toward him, and he will heal you in his time. So be patient. And keep walking with them every day. Okay, everyone, I love you so much. Find something more with God, soul, mind, and body. And have a blessed and inspired day.